The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God, this is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoying this episode of The Late Show Pod Show? Then head to cohst.app/lateshow or visit the link in the description to fill out our quick 2-minute survey all about getting to know you.
It's The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to The Late Show. Folks, you all know my guest tonight because he's the star of all of your favorite movies. Please welcome back to The Late Show, Harrison Ford. Start by saying what they just did, ditto. Nice to have you on.
Wow, sweet.
Yeah.
Really sweet. Thank you very much.
Really nice to have you there. I've wanted to talk to you for a long time. I know you don't do this a lot. It's really an honor to have you on here.
Oh, I'm delighted to be here.
And you also are a busy man. You've got not one, but two TV shows right now.
Yeah.
You got the, let's start with 1923.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, we're very excited. Check my math on this. 1923 is a sequel to 1883, which is a prequel to Yellowstone.
That's what they tell me. Yeah. Yeah.
All right, good. Good, yeah. People love the cowboy all over again. They love the Westerns all over again right now. It's having a real moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's an interesting thing. To me, I mean, I watched some of Yellowstone. I watched Yellowstone. Then 1883 came along, and I watched that.
Yeah.
And then I got this suggestion that Taylor Sheridan might want to do something with me. But there was no script. But he had already talked to Helen.
Helen Mirren.
Which was a big draw for me, and then he developed a great script, and it's...
I understand he got you down to his place in Texas, he used underhanded means to get you to say yes without any.
No, he poured overhand. Yeah. Yeah.
Do you want anything? I got a bar back here.
No, I don't want anything. Oh, thank you. I want to be really professional because this is
makes this, one of us.
Yeah.
There you go, Chief. Okay, the show feels like less like a series, more like this 8-hour movie. Was that part of the draw for you?
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's very ambitious for what it is. It's really remarkable that we're shooting in Africa and we're shooting in Montana. Mm-hmm. It's a big deal, and I'm really excited to be part of it.
Well, it reunites you, as you said, with your old friend Helen Mirren, who was in The Mosquito Coast with you back in the day in 1986. There you go. Yeah. Sexy and still sexy. It's amazing.
Yeah, she's still sexy.
She's like, you ever... I imagine. You ever make out with Helen Mirren? I ask because I have made out with Helen Mirren.
Have you really?
She came on right here, first time I ever met her. She came on, plants a wet one on me, and puts her hand, you know, like really grabs my head. I was paralytic for about 5 minutes.
She's out there.
She's...
No, I mean...
She's hot. No, she's very hot.
She's... yeah.
She,
yeah. It's been remarkable to watch her. You know, there's a lot of physical action, and she just jumps right in and does stuff you don't imagine Helen Mirren would do.
Right.
Dame Helen.
Dame Helen,
Helen Mirren.
Mirren,
yeah.
And there is nothing like a dame, I'll tell you that. So let's talk about this. So this, what were the conditions of doing this movie? Because it was down in Belize,
see
right?
That again.
Yep. Missed opportunity.
Money for nothing, chicks for free.
So compare like this environment to shooting in 1923, because that's Montana in the winter, right?
Yeah, yeah.
What was it like? What was it like?
It was terrible. It's awful. Can you say that?
Yeah, you can say. Yeah. Sure.
I mean, it's nice in the summer, and it's cold. Cold.
Yeah.
Butte, Montana is the coldest city in the contiguous 48 states and has mm-hmm. been for a long, long time.
Yeah. And you couldn't, like, as Harrison Ford, you could say, guys, can we just do this on a green screen? Why do we actually have to be out here in the cold?
No, I knew we were going to
rough it.
Do it the right way.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are real horses.
Yeah. Wow, you didn't go with the digital horses. Wow, that's incredible.
Real cowboy stuff.
I know you have your own spread in Wyoming, I understand.
I have a place. I have a home in Wyoming.
Sorry, I shouldn't say spread. I shouldn't say. It's not a ranch?
Just schmear, rather than...
Not that
by ranch, by ranching standards, it's just a schmear.
Is it working? Like, do you guys grow certified grass or
no,
cattle or anything
no,
like that?
No, no.
Yeah.
Do we... grow what?
Certified grass, like, you know.
Certified kind of... grass.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
Certified grass. It's, you know, hay grass bundled, and so, like, no?
No, I didn't know it was called certified grass. No, I know.
Maybe it's not. After all, you have a schmear, and I have an apartment in New York. We have a clip here as you, as the patriarch Jacob Dutton. Do you, Harrison Ford, know what we're about to see?
Yes.
Jim?
What do you want to do, Vanner? Duke it out in the middle of the street?
Sheep are stock too. Don't you forget, I'm a member just like the cattleman.
Membership does not mean ignore the rules. You graze down all your grass, then you push your flock out on another man's grass.
The locust ate my grass.
Locust ate everybody's grass. We're all suffering. Take your flock higher.
Then it's bears killing them instead of cowboys.
What can I say better? That's ranching for you.
Before can I beat 12, Jacob?
I'm not worried about the other 11. Just you.
Fight!
Now, that, you cut a fine figure as a cowboy, if I don't mind saying, and it's been a long time you've been doing
it,
because we checked your IMDb page,
and
you evidently appeared in two episodes of Gunsmoke at the start of your career. Look at that. You gotta look good in a hat.
I grew those. Those are
those aren't blue on?
No.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. You look like you're the bassist for Wavy Gravy.
You know Wavy Gravy?
Of course I know. Captain Beefheart, Wavy Gravy. Come on, man. I'm down.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the thing is that IMDb says you hurt yourself doing this.
No.
No, it says that on the set, you fell down, yeah. Hit your gun, and broke your teeth.
That's true. These teeth.
Can I say?
They're not real.
They look good.
No, thanks.
They're good fake teeth. It's a beautiful look, by the way.
I fell down, and the gun bounced off the floor, and as I was falling down, it bounced off the floor and hit me in the teeth and knocked out my teeth. I was under contract to Universal Pictures, so they sent me to their dentist, and he took two extra teeth to hang the new teeth on. And after about 6 months, they started to fall apart. I went back to the try and find the guy, and his partner said he had no idea where he had gone.
Oh, wow. That's a harrowing story.
It's true.
Mm-hmm. We have to take a quick break, but we'll be right back with more Harrison Ford, everybody. Stick around.
I'm Rachel Martin. After hosting Morning Edition for years, I know that the news can wear you down. So we made a new podcast called Wild Card, where a special deck of cards and a whole bunch of fascinating guests help us sort out what makes life meaningful. It's part game show, part existential deep dive, and it is seriously fun. Join me on Wild Card, wherever you get your podcasts. Only from NPR.
Back here with one of the stars of Shrinking in 1923, Mr. Harrison Ford. Let's talk about your other TV show, Shrinking. Okay, you play a therapist. You play Jason Segel's therapist in Shrinking.
No, I play his. I play the head of the practice. He's a psychiatrist.
Yes,
I'm a psychiatrist. This is my practice, and have Jason is one of the psychiatrists in my practice.
Oh, I thought he comes to you for advice as well.
He does. He does.
But that's different than therapy. Yeah,
that's just free advice.
So you're not,
from your
you're,
boss.
You're not on the clock.
From your
you're
boss.
On the clock, exactly,
yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So he said something about, well, I'll just tell you what he said. He pointed out this headline that, he got this news from the executive producer of the show that Harrison Ford had no idea who Jason Segel was before signing on to Shrinking.
Not true.
A response from Harrison Ford.
Not true. I knew who he was. I had seen a couple of films that he was in. I had seen at least some of
Forgetting Sarah Marshall?
Forgetting Sarah. I forgot that it was Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
That's one of the problems with that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I had also seen another film that he did is really fantastic called End of the Tour, which really a beautiful movie. He's a very
basically
talented
David Foster
guy.
Wallace, yeah.
But I saw, I watched.
Did you like it? Did you like it?
I watched Sarah Marshall again. Yeah. I thought it was really fantastic. And the producer asked me what I thought, and I said, nice penis.
For those who may not know, there's a moment in Forgetting Sarah Marshall fairly early on where he's full.
Four moments.
The four moments.
Seem like forever.
Where he's full frontal, you see the Segel. You see the Does your knowledge of Jason Segel's penis have anything to do with the name of the show, Shrinking? It's not on here. It's not on here.
You just made that up.
I just made that up.
Cool.
Made that up, yeah.
Yeah.
To get the job.
No.
No? It doesn't? No.
Nothing. Nothing at all.
Nothing at all?
No.
Well, okay, well, nice that you said nice. That's great. Did you tell him nice? Because that would make me feel great as a performer if Harrison Ford would say, hey, Steven, nice penis.
No,
move on.
That's not going to happen.
We're all
no,
I don't know. Let's see. Okay. How's it going so far? You having an okay time?
Here?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Thank you. Me too. Yeah. We'll be right back with more Harrison Ford, everybody.
Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Jump into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar: Braving the Elements. Hosted by me, Janet Varney, the voice of Korra on The Legend of Korra.
And me, Dante Bosco, the voice of Zuko on The Last Airbender and General Iroh on The Legend of Korra. Each week, we'll recap and discuss another episode of The Last Airbender.
I don't know if we've ever talked about it, but...
Amazing guests stop by, from creators to cast to super fans to chat all things Avatarverse.
Are we saying that this is possible in the Avatar universe?
Varney, we gotta spread the word. Now fans can also check out our weekly video pods too by subscribing to the official Avatar YouTube channel.
That's a lot of fire, isn't it?
That's right, we're on video this season, everybody! So, whether you're a super fan with encyclopedic knowledge or you're brand new to this incredible world,
it's Fire Nation time. Book of Fire. Let's go! Listen to Avatar Brave the Elements
wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody, right here. That, you know who that is. That's Harrison Ford, y'all. Shrinking, 1923. So, people saw the image of you in the trailer for, you know, the
next. Yeah.
What? It's a network show. We can afford to print out photos. It's not. Is this surprising to you that we have this technology?
No, I mean, you've done a lot of work here. It's...
You're Harrison Ford. Of course, we're going to do a lot of work for Harrison Ford.
I used to.
This isn't Jason Segel we're talking about. Come on. I'm just joking. I'm just joking.
Jason.
I know who he was.
Didn't mean that.
This is you as the young Indiana in the age regression stuff right here. Did that freak you out? Was that weird for you to see?
That is my actual face at that, at that age. They have this artificial intelligence program that can go through every foot of film that Lucasfilm owns, because I did a bunch of movies for them, and they have all of this footage, including film that wasn't printed, stock. Right. So they can mine it for where the light is coming from the expression. I don't know how they do it, but that's my actual face. And then I put little dots on my face and I say the words and they make my, it's fantastic.
Wow. Work. Does it freak you out to see this, or is like, or in your mind, this is what you look like all the time?
That's what I see when I look in the mirror. No. I still see brown hair.
We're getting there. Well, contractually, I'm obliged to ask you about one of the next projects you're going to be doing, because you are going to be taking over as Thaddeus Thunderbolt Ross, from replacing the late William Hurt, in next year's Captain America: New World Order. Can you, Harrison Ford, tell us anything about it? Are you allowed to tell us anything?
I'm allowed to tell you everything I know. Everything. Ask me anything. Where to start?
Where does it take place?
I don't know.
Ask me something I know. Something you know, okay.
Because I don't know anything.
Okay.
I'm just going to do this.
I understand. Like, what's the first scene you're in?
I can't tell you. Because I know.
You do know that
I do know that.
You do know that
But
one.
I can't tell you.
Oh, okay, so you can tell me anything you want as long as it's something you don't know.
Yeah.
Do you want to just make some up? Because they won't know.
Yeah.
Just make some up.
Okay.
Make some up. Where do you guys meet? Where do you and Captain America meet in the first scene?
At a disco.
Wow. Yeah. So is this modern or is this a flashback?
It's a flashback.
Wow. Studio 54?
Yeah. They can't actually say that because it's different.
Now, what happened in the basement?
Nothing. Nothing happened in the basement.
You were about to tell me about your own experiences in Studio 54. I've seen pictures. I've seen the pictures of you in studio back in the day.
No, you have not.
Andy and Bianca.
No, you have not. No, you have not.
They're black and white, but still.
No.
You rode in nude into studio one night on a horse.
That wasn't me. That wasn't me.
But you could have, because you're a cowboy.
Well, I wasn't then.
Harrison Ford, this has been a real pleasure. I hope you'll come again sometime.
Yeah, me too.
Harrison?
Thank you, man.
Thank you. Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Hey, everyone, it's David Duchovny. Do you ever feel like a failure? Trust me, I get it. Hell, I've spent my whole life almost feeling like a failure. It's appropriate, though, because on Fail Better, my new podcast with Lemonada Media, exploring the world of failure, how it holds us back, propels us forward, and ultimately shapes our lives, is the whole point. Each week, I'll chat with artists, athletes, actors, and experts about how our perceived failures have actually been our biggest catalysts for growth, revelation, and even healing. Through these conversations, I hope we can learn how to embrace the opportunity of failure and fail better together. Fail Better is out on May 7th, wherever you get your podcasts.
Rise and shine, football fans. Start your day the right way with Morning Footy, a podcast that covers every aspect of the global game, headlines, match previews, analysis, interviews, culture, fashion, and plenty of banter. Join as we track the thrills and spills of Europe's biggest title races, the business end of the Champions League season, a summer packed with international competitions, MLS, NWSL, and much more. Subscribe to Morning Footy.